Ready to start? Oh shit, we already started. Alright. Put that right here. Hopefully it's good enough. But, where should we start? Super Dragon Balls, bro. Should we just start with the Super Dragon Balls, bro? Because, like, it's creating, and I'm sure you could destroy, like, I'm sure you could, like.
Yeah, the Super Dragon Balls.
So. And, like, Xehanort can only destroy, as he's been, like, shown to only, like, erase shit. Like, as his power. Like, that's his ultimate power, is just erasing. He's basically got the God of Destruction's power, but, like, it's, like, it's from existence, basically. But, like, and then he has, like, bro, dang. We gotta go through this, like, dang there from, like, Kai's, bro. If we want to get really into this. Because there's, like, angels and all that.
So that's what.
Cause like the Kais are like.
What are you trying to prove your point on? Though?
I'm trying to prove my point that like Xeno gotta be like the son of Zalama. He just gotta be. He's just like
Xeno. Xeno.
Or like, or if anything, if anything, he's just balancing out the universe. Ooh, I'm sorry about that, guys. My phone dropped. So. He there's God of Destructions, and then there's a Xena. See what I mean? So like they destroy. Xena like.
But how does this prove that Zalama is his son?
Man, there's no proof.
I mean, Zalama is his dad.
Yeah, there's no proof.
He is Zalama's son.
Because.
Where's the proof at? Because if they. Because you know it was.
All right, episode 56. At 23 minutes in, 14 seconds. I'm playing around, but it gotta. He's being protected by two guards that possibly even protecting him by the angels. So who created Xena? Or was he? He can't be the first one. Cause who created Zalama?
That's a good question. Who did? Unless, nobody knows.
Namekians could have been
releasing new characters.
Yeah, sure. So don't nobody know how Xena got created.
Almost
they ain't got a backstory for him. Really. But they have him in so many
episodes. They have a backstory on
him. And he's just such a kid. He's such a baby. And he looks like he's almost look like he's like protected by knights, so it's like he's like royalty.
Because he is. He's just the king of all.
But if you think about it, there's like a nexuses. So there's like there's nexuses, so there's like, there's dimensions, there's like interspace dimensions in between like other dimensions, you know what I mean? So like, let's say you want to go to universe 6, but you got to go through this dimension before you go to universe 6. So like, there's nexuses that links them, you know, all together. So I'm pretty sure there's like another like, universe outside of the universes. And I'm pretty sure that's where Zalama derives.
Different galaxy.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's probably other people that's from there too. And that could be even from like different timelines, you know what I mean? Like, and that's when alternate universes, and that could even link with like Dragon Ball Heroes, because like time and space kind of like warps, like, alright, so this is a different reality. So. You go back in time and change something, and then that's basically a different reality. That's what I'm basically talking about. So, there's universes and there's dimensions outside of the universes. So, that's one universe, but that's one timeline. And outside of that universe, there's another. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so the, I've been
there. Yeah, so that's just like. So, there gotta be other people, like, there gotta be, like, another Jiren that's totally weak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like in another whole as like
alternate reality.
Yeah. Alternate reality, yeah. Exactly. But what if there's a person that lives outside of alternate realities? That lives like beyond that realm. Like that lives inside that realm of realities.
That's up to Akira Toriyama and them to decide on.
But they are setting this all up. Like they're using time and all that. And they have Zamasu and all that. You know, they are setting this up for, like, a lot of time. And
they're just going Goku dimensions. Punches way through fucking everyone.
They have universes, and they have time. They already made ripples in time when they went back in time. Then they deleted a whole universe and all that, like, bro. So now there's a timeline where Zamasu didn't get deleted, and he took over that universe. And there's a timeline when he did get deleted, and there's a timeline where,
yeah,
you know, everything's
where he didn't, they mm-hmm. killed him.
Yeah.
They just like
yeah, they killed him, not the universe, huh? Yeah, but he took over the universe.
They killed him in the original before he could turn evil. They killed. Like,
so you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's like that, bro. And remember when Zamasu looked at something? Maybe he looked at hella different, like, of him. That'd be cool. And they even said that during that people a lot of there's a lot of speculation that Zamasu went back in time with Jiren. And, like, basically, like, that's why Jiren is who he is right now. Because that was the evil foe that Jiren couldn't beat with Zamasu. Because he's immortal. So that makes sense. He still can't beat him. Because he's immortal.
In the immortal timeline, he got killed.
Who?
Zamasu. By Zero.
Yeah. But, like, there's different realities. So what if he, like...
There could be.
You know? There could be, but I'm pretty sure...
But if it's an alternate reality, how would it affect this reality's journey?
And even if he got erased, remember, the Super Dragon Balls are stronger than Zenda.
They were gathered for the terminal power.
Huh?
They were gathered for the terminal power.
But he, what the wish was for was to bring back all universes. And
how would he have already went back in time with Jiren?
Hmm?
How would he have already went back in time with Jiren if the Tournament of Power is over?
Because once he bought that back up. So look at Dragon Ball has a thing to really like not do good with time travel because the Future Trunks arc, when Zamasu turned into Goku, it's only because Goku went back in time and made Zamasu, like, you know, Zamasu take over his body. That's the only reason why. So it really made no sense why Zamasu took over his body other than because Goku went back in time. So that really made it, like, negative. Like, it really, you know.
I thought it was because he seen how strong Goku was.
Yeah, but how did he see how strong he was? Because he went...
They fought.
And why did they fight? Because he went back in time.
Because he went to the planet with Gowasu. And, they trained or something. Like, he wanted to see how strong he was because he was a Saiyan.
And then
he got to see how fucking strong Saiyans were, so he went back in time and stole Goku's body.
But before all that, they first, like, went back in time. And they wanted to see why Zamasu turned like that.
Now you can get on Rainbow, my nigga.
Hmm?
You can get on Rainbow.
Yeah. Later, yeah. But
before Zamasu was introduced, he went back in time?
Yeah. They went back in time and literally told him.
Hey, guys.
What's up
in
this
bitch? Not much. I'm doing a podcast.
Oh, for sure. I see you. Okay. Hey, coming up in the world. How you doing, brother?
But like, so like they did a paradox. We're like, they did a paradox where it's.
Hey, this apartment is a fucking mess.
Oh god. They did a.
Hey, at least the kitchen is somewhat clean.
They went back in time. Oh my gosh, bro.
Adrian cleaned this? Where's Adrian at?
Because I had pause. So basically, yeah, like I was trying to say is that Goku, they only went back in time because they seen Goku Black. And it's like, why'd they go back in time in the first place if Goku Black would have never even happened? You know what I mean? So it's like, it makes no sense. But it's like, so they could do other plot holes with that, and just to make the story more appealing. So they could probably even do more stuff with like time. And like, it's funny because it's like, huh?
Where's your water at?
We don't have any.
Yeah.
I'm weak.
I thought they had some.
It's good.
It's funny. It's like, it's almost like Lagun. It's like, bro, it's like the Nexus niggas all have destruction people. Just to destroy. Probably just so people don't become too powerful. You know what I mean? And try to be as, like, powerful. Try to be too powerful. And if they are, they become angels. Probably brainwashed or anything. I don't know. And then, like, who are the angels? And who the heck is Xena? Like, who are all those linked to? Because it has to be linked to someone. Because the angels are guardians of the universes. And Xena is, like, the king. Yeah, yeah, their leader. But it's, like, Xena is being guarded because he's precious.
I don't know why he needs to be guarded. Yeah, but why does he need to be guarded if he can literally destroy everything?
You think Zalama's guarded?
Snap of his fingers. He's damn near on some Thanos shit.
Exactly. Like, he shouldn't be guarded. So it's almost like, why is he guarded in the first place? Because I think Zalama is probably not guarded. I think if you went up to Zalama, he'd be like, what's up? Like, how'd you get here? And anything, that's why they have God's Destruction, is just to keep everything at in bay. Order, yeah. You know? Get over that 1 million population, they come down there and come kill you. Yeah. It's like, yeah, so it's like, it gets interesting. I don't know. They could do a lot upon this. And I'm just saying, at the end of the day, they're going to be like, Piccolo, you're worthy. Give him the God power, and then
make Piccolo the God of Destruction.
Because look at, what if the angels are trying to gather up more people to overthrow Zalama? That'd be cool. But it's like, Zalama gives Piccolo the power, and then Goku got God power, Vegeta got God power, go on Mystic power, and then that's like only three people, really. So they need more people. Zalama and Piccolo, that's really linked, so I feel like Piccolo will get God power by then. That's four Z fighters. That are, what, seven or five?
Yeah, because you got Tien, Yamcha, Krillin, and,
Yamcha Rovi, if you want to count all of them. I really don't want to count all of them, but the main people. Just the main, the main people. Those main four people.
Yeah.
Maybe, but, you, like, Trunks and Goten's on a whole nother...
Yeah, they're new generation.
They're new generation. They already have hella T-cells in them. And they're prodigies, so it's like, they're just gonna... They're gonna Ultra Rocket. They're gonna be able to do that stuff in no time. But, they just need more fighters. And then they might have Jiren on their team, I feel like. And maybe some people from Universe 6, like Toppo or something like that.
Shit, that'd be crazy.
You know, going against Angels. Because these angels, I don't know. A lot of people like to speculate that the angels are evil. Then when they see like the angels smirk like 1 to 3 times in the series, but it's like, it's like they really do get that, like why would we get that feeling? And then they keep teasing us with it, and we just know that they're evil. Like it's kind of funny. It's like, I don't know. I feel like they are, and it's just like. The father of angels is really close to Zen, though. As if he's, like, trying to manipulate him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah. And it's almost like he wants to overthrow him. It's like, Imagine just GT in there. They could add GT in there.
I was hoping they did that for the Tournament of Power.
But that's the universes. But they could. They already did kind of different, alternate different people from different universes. But.
So, y'all got some weed to smoke?
Is GT non-canon?
GT is non-canon, yeah.
It's kind of funny because at the end of GT, and they took a lot of stuff from GT into Super.
Yeah, they did.
And at the end of GT, or the movie, remember when Goku went to go to the dragon thing?
Yeah, he left with the dragon and balls went into his body.
Yeah, and where did he go?
He probably left literally with...
To Zalama.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. I didn't think of that.
Because they took Ub in there, they had Pan in there, like, older and all. They're going to have Pan older.
Right, Pan's going to be a pretty good fighter, too. Yeah. She's got potential.
Yeah. It's gonna be nice. And Boo, Majuv.
Oh yeah, Boo. Boo's gonna come back.
I wonder if they might add some GT characters, like universes.
Yeah, I know that for the new Super that's coming out, Boob is gonna be in there because they're already talking about the reincarnation of Boo.
Yeah, they already talked about him. They already talked about him.
So he's confirmed.
That's
I want them to bring back Baby.
Baby,
that's what I'm thinking. Like, good ass villain. Like, they probably honestly, I see
they, it. They're most likely going to bring back Android 18.
Like, I think they're gonna make Janemba canon. You know, Janemba's not canon.
Yeah.
The movies are not canon.
Yeah.
But I don't see why they make him canon. I don't see why they make that villain canon.
Yeah, because Fusion Reborn, literally, that's how we got Gogeta.
Is there any other Gogeta?
Nah.
That's the only one, huh?
Yeah, because GT doesn't count. Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta wasn't real. Or not canon.
So, yeah, so they gotta make it a fusion.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably gonna. They did the Broly movie.
The Broly movie.
I'm tripping.
Yeah, they did Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta.
Ooh, I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, almost forgot. So yeah, they already made a canon.
They mean like the second Broly movie they fused.
Huh?
Yeah.
In like the second Broly movie when he was in hell. They fused. They did the dance.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
The dance is just non canon. Only like canon people to do the dance was Goten and Trunks.
Name like bro like there like and you could just think like there's another like a Nexus is a perfect example of a Nexus is like the hyperbolic time chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Or like what if Zalama is within a chamber like that, outside of time and space.
That's the only place that we've seen that is like similar hyperbolic in like
time chamber.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it like looks almost.
Zalama got his he's literally outside of time itself. What if Goku would have kept on going and he found Zalama? Just in that realm.
From the hyperbolic time chamber?
Yeah.
Nah, because I feel like in Zalama's
time.
But
there's
still space.
Chamber, there's still space.
His space is darkness.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The time chamber is
all
black, bright. Yeah.
Bro, you took the words out of my mouth. Because, like, hyperbolic time chamber is
exactly.
Only time. It's only stopping time.
So he's outside of
time. Time and space. So
yep.
It's like, it's all black. Ooh. And he's just him. So it's like... Yeah, so he's on a whole nother...
That's how he's able to see all the different universes.
So remember when they got outside of the hyperbolic time chamber? Because mm-hmm. he was Super Saiyan 2, and he punched... They said that their punch is so strong that they could
punch
through, ripples
into the
dimensions.
Time chamber, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like...
Up their dimensions, yeah, you're right.
Well, that's how they get to Zalama.
I mean, through the hyperbolic time chamber, they probably can.
They gotta go. What if
Super Boo screamed out of it?
Yeah, literally, I was gonna say Super Boo literally ripped.
But what if they weren't strong enough? Because what color was it when they ripped through it? It was black, right?
When they walked through what, the time chamber?
The black hole, it was a black hole, right?
I believe so, yeah. We're talking about Z right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a black hole.
So, what if they just wasn't strong enough to punch the bigger dimension? But now they're
like
gods.
He only punched with enough strength to get to normal
realm. Yeah, what if he had the key of a god now? As if he do.
Like if Super Saiyan Blue Goku were to hop in the time chamber
and look at they even kind of did it when he turned to Super Saiyan God in the movie and they were punching each other.
Super Saiyan Blue, Gogeta, and Broly literally do.
No, not Broly. I'm talking about they probably did that with Broly too. But I'm talking about Beerus and Goku's fight.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
And they said that their punches were so hard that they could destroy the universe.
That's true.
What if it didn't destroy the universe? And it just...
Damn. No, but they actually punched
it,
through
it
a different dimension in the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, oh, they did?
Yeah, like when Gogeta and Broly were fighting each other, they were punching so hard they literally...
I fell asleep, bro.
I
fell asleep during the fight, bro. I was like waking up. Oh my god, they're fighting.
You know, we can watch that shit online, right?
I know, but I was like, I just need to watch the ending just to fight. And I was like, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Alright.
To be honest.
To analyze it?
Yeah.
Because. Thank you for telling me that, because that's perfect. Because they punched through another dimension. It was black?
No, literally, it looked like they were surrounded by a bunch of crystals. And, like, literally just diamond space.
So, like, you see what I mean, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're strong enough to punch through.
Punch through different dimensions with it. So that was probably the dimension.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? So
like
that was perfect.
To, fucking
Zalama's realm.
Zalama, yeah.
Realm, not his palace or his, yeah, his place, realm. His realm.
Damn, that's wild shit.
Yeah, it is. But that doesn't prove that Zeno is Zalama's son. But it does prove that Zalama is on another level than Zeno. Which means that Zeno is probably an offspring of Zalama's power. He just gotta be.
What's up?
And then he probably gave the guards more strength because he didn't want Zeno to be stronger than him, you know. And then he got a whole army just to keep everybody at bay. I don't know. That's the perfect theory for me. He's just like the angels, and just that's like then they got the God of Destructions, and they got the Kais, then they got people on Earth. Like the overseer of Earth was supposed to be the god of Earth, you know what I mean? So they probably got different gods of different planets.
Kami was a Namek god.
See? He went to Earth and became Earth's god.
I'll be right back, gentlemen.
I wonder who was. Alright, for sure. I wonder who was Earth's god before Kami. Or maybe that's just a theory into our religion. And us thinking that there's a god when it was actually coming. You know what I mean? It was just another alien. That we couldn't understand. Because Kami was just that cool back then. He probably had people worship him. They built him a whole... Yeah. He probably had the native people who worship him. Built him that Kami's lookout. And then the Indian tribes just slept on the bottom of that. Because there's an Indian tribe at the bottom of the Kami's lookout. So I was like, they probably just worshipped him as a god. Yeah, I can see that happening. But yeah, you see how like there's like another hierarchy, upper and upper and upper. So it's like, and like, it's like Kami's link to Dragon Balls, but that's cool and all that. But like, the God of Destruction, the Kais are like linked. Like, one dies, the other dies. There's really like no say if all Kais die, then that dies, or if only the Supreme Kai, or if only the Grand Kai. It's really like no say. Like, so that's confusing. But like, they're connected though. And it's like God of Destruction and the Angels. Like, they all, the God of Destruction literally. The angels literally train the God of Destruction. So it's like, they're training that. And then they're the boss of the Supreme Kais, which keeps everything in bay. You know, so it's literally like a jail, basically. Everything is being a government. A government is basically. But it's governed by Zeno. You want me to believe that this is all governed by Zeno? But I like to believe that it's governed by the guards before it's governed by Zeno. Like, and I really doubt the angel came up with this. Like, oh, you're just so strong, we're gonna make you a god of this. Nah. And then they just had that power. No, I'm pretty sure they were like created by something more powerful than Zeno himself. And Zeno was just like the overseer. So, you know, anything bad happens, just kill him. And he was just alright. They had guards guard him in case anybody tries to step over him. Yeah. But I can just see, so that's kind of where we get to like Zalama and Zeno being fucking related. That's perfect right there. Like, that's a perfect theory. Like, yeah. I don't know. What you think?
Your theories are valid. That last one is valid. I gotta admit. But, I don't know. Then I don't think they're just even thinking that far into Dragon Ball. They're just fucking going with it.
But Akira Toriyama always said that he has stuff that he wanted to put into Dragon Ball. And the stuff that they have in Dragon Ball is really not that... not that, like, it's like they took his stuff and really put it into, like, long chunks. So, like, I don't even think they got most of the stuff that Akira Toriyama wanted, because they recently just dropped the Broly movie that Akira Toriyama Ben had concepts and ideas of making. So it's like, I don't know, I think he Ben, since he's in this one, I think there's a lot of stuff that's already, like, been, like, created, you know? And I feel like Ultra Instincts, because Ocean Instincts probably has already been created.
But, like, Dragon Ball Z isn't story-driven. It's just action-driven. So, mm-hmm. Goku's just going to punch his way all the way to the end. That's just going to be very long and drawn out.
I eventually think Goku's going to die.
Yeah, which he should.
Because he's going to have to die soon. At the end of Z, Goku's dead, and Pan's like, what, 5? And he goes to the Tournament of Power, and that's where he meets Uu. Why did Goku didn't die because of Buu, did he? Was that the reason why? Because I'm pretty sure he died because of something else.
Nah, he was already dead with Buu.
But he probably came back, shit happened, and this is what happened. So why'd he die?
Wasn't it from when he died in the Cell Saga?
No, because he Pan and Gohan and Videl, they went to the Tournament of Power, and that's where he met Uu.
And he still had a halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, like,
when did he ever get wished back?
Hmm?
When did he get wished back?
He never did. I don't remember. It was an end. That's how they left Z, just like that. That was the end of Z.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like, how did he die, though?
The end of Cell Saga. Well, the Cell Saga.
Not the Buu?
When did he die in the Buu Saga?
He didn't, right?
Yeah, he was already dead.
And how old is Videl in the Buu Saga? Videl's not even...
Videl wasn't born
in the Buu Saga. Oh, I'm talking... Not Videl, but... Yeah,
Oh, Videl.
Pan. I'm talking about Pan this whole time. Like...
Pan wasn't born yet.
Exactly. Then Goku had a halo, and Pan was born when at the end of Z.
When did he get wished back?
He didn't. He still had a halo when he seen Uu. At the end of Z, and Pan was alive, and she was like 5 years old, and he called her grandpa. She could even talk at that time. So I was like, how did he die? And it's probably gonna be in Super. And then after that, they're probably gonna show Uu while he's dead.
Didn't he die in the Cell Games?
Yeah. And you're saying he just never got wished back, huh?
Yeah.
even since the Buu Saga, he was dead still? And he had the halo? I mean, I knew he had the halo, but he still never got wished back during the Buu Saga. He didn't, huh?
I don't think so.
He didn't. He just never got wished back?
It was just, like, he was only, like, allowed to return for, like...
Yeah, just until the time.
Yeah.
Just until they beat him. And he died. And, no, he was about to die because he wanted Vegeta to kill him because Vegeta was being a little crybaby. But yada, yada, yada. What was I talking about?
About, like, the end of Z.
Yeah, like, Goku had to be wished back to life at some point. And he had to die again. He had to. He had to.
Going off, I had to. I don't know what to say.
Because Z is still canon. And they're doing a perfect job of trying to implement it after. Because they did, literally, Goku, literally, the, oh, God, damn.
Super is before the end of Z, actually.
No.
I remember that.
Yeah. Because the first episode, Goku screen. literally said...
Because why is Pan... How would Pan be older at the end of Z? It's before the end of the tournament.
It's before that last episode, for sure. But it's like, it's in between that last episode and what... Exactly. So it's like, Goku got wished back to life. After the Buu Saga. He dies. They never told him how he got back. Well, he just said that Buu was just hard to beat. That's all he said. And he was talking to Goten. and he was farming. Cause I just watched that episode like yesterday. He just said Boo is just tough and I need to train more if I want to get stronger. Had no halo around his head.
Yeah, he's so, not dead in Super. He's not dead in Super.
Exactly. So it's like, alright, so he probably got wished back to life. At the end of Z, Pan is like 4 and Goku's has a halo around his head. And he literally just there just for that day just to fight in the World Martial Arts Tournament. And then that's where he meets Oob, and then that's where they train. Then he takes Oob to train. But he's dead. He has a halo. So it's like, Goku's gonna die. They're gonna make Goku die. But they're gonna continue it on after that. And it's gonna be nice once Goku dies, because it's gonna let a lot of character development. I can just see Goku dying, because they have to have him die, and Pan's gonna be like 4 years old when he comes back. Just to train. And that's gonna be so fucking nice, bro.
People never stay dead, so shit.
I know Goku's probably gonna come back after he trains Oob. Or Oob just probably gonna come back and be the new Goku. I hope they don't do that. I hope that they should have Goku dead for a long time like they did in the at the end of Z. Kinda they had him kind of dead for a while from the Cell Saga to the Boo. They just had it on Gohan for a cool minute.
Yeah, Gohan was a teenager in the South Saga.
Yeah. No, when he was a high schooler. He was still a teenager, but he was in high school.
Yeah,
in the South Saga. In the Blue Saga, yeah. And they just had to mainly focus on Gohan for a little bit. And he was just dead for a while. That was pretty cool. And they might have to do that again. But I'm pretty sure Goku won't stay dead for like the whole entire like end or something, but they probably might do something like that again. I hope they don't mess this up, cause they got it pretty good, and they're professional. I think they know what they're doing. People are just thinking not far enough. I don't know. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they're gonna do. They might bring back Cell, because people are wishing them they bring him back. What do you think, like,
nice. The... That would be dumb.
Right. Nah? Yeah.
Make new villains with new motives. People we can give up on. We've already seen Cell.
I kind of had enough of Frieza.
Exactly.
But I want to see Frieza, like, get stronger, though. I do. He has to get stronger. He has to be the one that kills Goku.
Or Vegeta. No.
Nah. He can't. Because Bulma. Just because of Bulma and Trunks. Like,
they just, like, fucking Kakarot.
But they will fight. And they probably will fight to someone, like...
I fucking Zalama really fight to the death.
That'd be dope, bro. That'd be dope. Vegeta will have no Ryubi. For sure. Yep, it's good. Goku's, Vegeta, are you serious? Like, trying to dodge everything. They get punched and they get serious, bro. That'd be some good character plot. Like, that was good character development, Vegeta. Because I already see some little, like, a lot of, like, heart pouring out. That happened. And it's like, what if it was like, destroy the universe type thing? Or like, it was like, you have to pick one or the other. Is it something precious to Goku, something precious to Vegeta? Like, either or his family? That'd be crazy. You know what I mean? That'd be crazy. If they did that and ended Dragon Ball like that, bro.
It's way too deep for Dragon Ball.
Way too deep. Dragon Ball not.
Dragon Ball's
comic. New characters, new action figures.
Really, death comeback.
Purple hair, yeah. Action figure. Heck of a week.
I don't know.
go grab some.